Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Time for round one of Beat the Bank.
All right,
we got these three names right here. We're going to call them out. Make sure you have that phone ready to go if your name is called. If your name is not called, we need you to patiently wait for 10 minutes to see if somebody calls back. If nobody calls back, then we open it up. But before that, let's be courteous to each other and let these people get in.
That's right.
Jenna Owens, do you have those three names for us?
JC Chavez, I do.
The
three names are Amber Hallett, William Brooks, Brandy Friday. Brandy Friday, William Brooks, Amber Hallett. You have 10 minutes to call, and first one in gets to play. The phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
That's a cool last name, Friday.
Brandy Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. All right, 10 minutes start now. Hopefully one of you gets in. Again, if nobody calls back, it'll open up to everyone in Kid Nation.
Got it.
While we wait, how would you guys like to look at some investment opportunities?
I would love to.
Of course.
Right?
I just made $227 yesterday thanks to the Chicago Cubs, so maybe there's something I can invest in.
I'm looking to diversify my portfolio.
Perfect, Kelly. I have three ways for you to diversify right now. With Fund Do or Fund Don't.
All right.
We scour the internet. We look for the newest and coolest creations for those people that are raising funds for their projects.
Okay.
And if you want to throw in money on that, sometimes you get some kickback on it.
Okay.
Speaking of that, a lot of people were asking about the potato guy that we had on Friday.
Uh-huh.
He was going to be on Shark Tank.
Yeah.
He ended up getting a deal.
He did?
Yeah, with Mr. Wonderful.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And here we were thinking he was not going to get a deal, but just a bunch of exposure. Mr. Wonderful was feeling it, from what I'm being told. I recorded it. I haven't watched it yet.
He felt the potato.
Yeah. But let's move on to Fun Do or Fun Don't.
Okay.
How about conserve Dorothy's ruby slippers?
Say again?
Conserve Dorothy's ruby slippers. You know Dorothy.
No.
And Toto.
Wizard of Oz.
Oh,
come on,
yeah.
Wizard of Oz.
Ruby slippers out.
Yes.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yes,
can help preserve a piece of American movie history, you guys.
Millions of visitors every year see them at the Smithsonian's National Museum of American History.
These are treasured by the American people.
If we're not able to limit a lot of the deterioration issues that are going on currently, it could really shorten their lifespan.
We believe light has had a strong effect on the ruby slippers.
Oh,
they're really discolored. They've darkened, they become opaque, and there's cracking.
Oh, will you help me? Can you help me?
We're looking at the materials and the construction, finding a way to better preserve and conserve them for the future.
We'll construct a state-of-the-art, environmentally controlled display case that will keep them sparkling far into the future.
So please, help us give these slippers the future home that they deserve so that millions more can enjoy them.
Please.
Just click to help us keep them ruby.
Yeah. Out of everything in the world you could fund.
Kelly.
See, this is a news story, so I already know the answer to this one.
It's American history.
And
okay.
I understand people love that movie.
Uh-huh.
But come on.
But Kelly.
Turn the light down.
Right.
Turn the light down.
Right.
Why does it, just because...
They're opaque, Kelly.
But they're still the shoes.
They're shoes.
So why do they have to be sparkly and just...
They don't. They need
not.
To be worn.
Because you
got to
conserve them.
They need to look old.
Well, they're fine.
They're
still
old.
Sitting there.
They are behind a glass case, but the glass case is not helping you guys.
Turn the light down.
This seems like something more like a rich
it is.
Investor who loves this movie wants
it
to
is.
Preserve it
right.
and buy the stuff.
Yeah.
Big Al, fun to do or fun don't?
Hell no.
You hate Dorothy, okay.
Buy some new shoes or something. Or paint them.
Jenna?
I like the Cowardly Lion, so
okay.
no.
So no.
Take them to the
I'm
shoe shop.
I'm not doing it.
But
I'm...
you would help the Cowardly Lion.
I would help the Cowardly Lion.
Take them to the shoe shop. There's a cobbler somewhere just waiting on those shoes.
You, Jenna, have a heart. Big Al.
Buy some new shoes, man.
The Tin Man did not.
No, it's not about buying new shoes. Just leave them alone.
Leave them alone, yeah.
They're
the
old shoes.
I'm taking that as a fun don't from Kelly.
But I already know the answer because this was in the news. It's ridiculous.
Their goal was just a mere $300,000.
Oh,
$300,000?
Is that ridiculous?
Oh, I'm sorry for history.
Because it costs that much for glass and a lighter light bulb?
Yeah.
Yeah, get a 20-watt bulb.
And you, fools.
Yeah, get an LED.
You want things to not go opaque? You mean $300,000. So far... With 13 days left, they have raised $344,223.
Are you serious?
Wow. Making that a fun,
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, man. All right.
Breaking news. When they met their goal, they announced that a stretch goal of $85,000 was put in to preserve the Scarecrow costume.
Yeah, now they're going, since everybody was so willing to give to that, they're going to start tacking on.
Oh. Yeah. You know what? I got a couple of costumes I need preserved.
Okay.
My orange leather overall.
Uh-huh. The wordy birdie too?
Oh, man. I need to preserve those.
I was always told if it's an antique, you don't touch it. You leave it alone.
Yeah.
So by messing with it, it's
actually taking away some of the value. I don't know.
Right, let's move on to
the lights.
Clearly, you guys are not into investing today.
Not in that.
I went to Washington, D.C. with my daughter, and because some of the documents are so old, it was so dark in there you could barely read them, but that's how they preserved them. They didn't ask people for a fundraiser for $300,000.
They
just turned the lights down.
Tell them, Kelly. Turn the ugly lights down.
Oh, nothing worse than when your receipt in your wallet just turns into a white piece of paper and you can't return something. Have you ever had that happen to you?
No.
Nothing worse.
That's why you need to preserve.
You're right. There is nothing worse.
Turn the lights down. Hashtag turn the lights down.
Okay. Your ruby slippers turning opaque is way worse. Sorry about that. All right, let's move on.
Yep.
You guys, what are green lenses?
What?
Green lenses?
I don't know. Lenses. Oh.
Contact lenses?
Hi, I'm Raven.
Hi, I'm Yvonne.
And we're bringing to you our custom-made
green lenses are made using all recycled materials.
We figured since we all love fashion and we all have a love for the environment that we put both together and make these lenses.
You know, you need to invest a little bit into making a better video.
No, I like this. This is grassroots. These people that are asking for money that are producing these hundreds of thousands of dollars videos, I'm like, take that money and put it in. I like, they need, get your they little need
better audio
and go make a video.
So if you couldn't hear it because they clearly live in the Windy City.
That's okay. I like that.
They're customized, handmade, trendy sunglasses created using all recycled materials.
Okay.
Each pair of sunglasses feature a unique handcrafted design using anything from glass, old magazines, broken jewelry, and all that stuff.
I like it.
You like it, Kelly?
I like them.
Fun do on this bad boy?
I haven't seen the glasses. I just saw the three girls sitting there on the
They're stylish
suit.
Vanity Or their sunglasses.
Yeah. They haven't shown me
the product.
Well, they don't have enough money to make it clearly because
they can't even make a prototype video.
They can't
even hear the audio. Yeah.
Wait a minute. You can't even make a prototype yet.
But they told you what they're willing to make the glasses
out of.
It is on Kid TV.
There you go.
All right.
They're not too bad, right?
Oh, they're ugly.
Oh, I'm out.
Yeah, like,
fun don't on that?
Fun
no,
don't.
Yeah,
okay. I love their heart and I love their.
Yeah.
But no, they're ugly.
No, it looks like something you make out of those little pipe cleaner things.
Yeah, that's the arts and crafts class.
Yeah.
Their goal was $5,000, you guys.
They might
you guys
that.
Said fun don't. With 14 days left with the green lenses, they have raised $60.
Yeah, they're ugly. I love them.
$60.
Entrepreneurial spirit.
I expect that with between the three of them. That's $20 each.
Beat here you go.
The bank. Beat the bank. Beat the bank. Man donates liver to a stranger. Married 2 years later. Beat the bag.
Wait.
Beat the bag.
This dude, was it the guy or the girl? The guy donated the liver?
Guy donates
the
liver to the girl. Details after we play the game.
Okay. I'm intrigued by that, Al. Thank you.
All right.
Hi, Amber.
Hi.
How are you doing this morning?
Oh, my God. Better now.
Right? You were the first one to call back, which means you get to play
Better
Beat the
now?
Bank, Amber. Better now.
Yeah, because I'm on my way to work.
Where is this accent from?
I'm from Old Forge.
Yeah.
Where?
Old Forge.
Oh, Old Forge. Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Got a couple of buddies
Don't
in Old
know?
Forge. Yeah.
Come on. What do you do for work, Amber?
I'm a production coordinator at, I work with Medicare.
Oh.
Production coordinator. All right.
Okay. Sort of understand.
There's a lot of coordinating going on.
There
is.
So much coordinating.
Folks need a lot of coordinating.
Are we married, single? What are we, Amber?
I'm engaged.
Oh,
yay.
Congratulations.
When are you getting married?
I don't really have a date. I'm not in a rush.
How long have you been engaged?
My man.
Well, because we've been together for 8 years, so.
Yeah.
You just got your ring. You're happy.
So when did you get the ring?
Yeah. I got the ring 2 years ago.
Oh, girl, you really aren't
in
a hurry.
Man.
Well, Kelly.
I'm very content.
Yeah.
Good.
He has a ring, too, so we're good.
Wait,
he's
got a man-gagement ring?
Yeah.
Huh?
Man-gagement ring?
Yeah, he has, like, a band.
Okay.
Oh, that's
like
cool.
A wedding ring.
Yeah.
That's good. My man pulled that off.
A lot of dudes are doing that nowadays when they get engaged.
He needs to write a book.
Yeah.
And they said, Kelly, you said it, that being engaged is the best.
Being engaged is the most fun part, but after 2 years, it's like, well, come on.
Well, if a girl doesn't care about the wedding ceremony and the guy's wearing the ring,
that
might be a way to get out of
Well
done, Amber.
Having the wedding, he's wearing it. Yeah.
You're committed, yeah.
All right, Amber. Well, I'm sure.
I'm happy. I'm not in a rush.
Awesome. Yeah, no, that's great.
I'm sure you could put some of this money aside for when you guys get married in 3 or 4 years.
Or
this is going to be for Christmas.
Yeah.
All for Christmas? Okay. All right, here's how the game works. You're going to go inside the vault with the banker. He's going to throw dollar amounts your way that increase the longer you stay in there with him. Your only job is to yell stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go. That's how much money you will win. Even if he says 1,000, which is the maximum, you still got to yell stop because if the door closes, Amber, you get nothing, okay?
Mm-hmm. How's Al feeling?
You know what? In honor of your fiance being able to put off getting married for at least 2 or 3 years, I'm feeling fantastic.
Fantastic.
I'm feeling fantastic. Okay. You go. You go, girl.
All right. You feel it out, Amber. It's all up to you when you step inside the ball, okay?
Take it for what it's worth.
Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$130. 190. 240. 300. 360. 470. 520. 680.
Stop.
Woo! All right.
Yep.
$680 for you.
There you go. Going to Christmas.
Oh, my God.
It's nerve-wracking, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, my God.
Well, I was feeling it was going to go a little higher than that. So just
about
for fun, let's see how high it
would
have gone.
I did, too, but I didn't want to take my chance.
I hear you, girl.
Let's
see.
Let's see if you made the right choice.
740.
Okay. Oh, you...
Watch it, they're over.
810. Uh-oh. 880. 1,000.
Oh! Hey.
That's all right, Amber. You get the key to the city in Old Forge today. Congratulations, girl.
Yeah, don't feel bad about what you got.
No.
That's great.
$680? That's awesome.
Anything's better than nothing, right?
That's right.
All right.
On, okay?
Will you hang on for us, okay, Amber?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for signing up and playing and calling back. Now, Big Al Mac just teased the story.
Yeah.
I'm seeing if we got enough time. When we come back.
All right.
How about that?
Yeah, a little bit of tidbit news. How about
I couldn't hear the chatter in my in-ear.
Okay.
So now, you're going to tell us about this liver transplant turned into a romantic story.
Yeah, absolutely.
Into love.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
liver
next.
Turns to love.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Tomorrow at this time...
Are you ready for tonight? Setting it on fire and we'll dance until we're dumb in the dark. My lady, I know what you're thinking when the bass starts.
You know the song, you heard it on the radio. A group of three brothers, AJR, they're from New York. They stopped by the Metro PCS Music Lounge the other day. And they're good. I'm a big fan of them now. You get to hear their interview tomorrow morning. I'm being told part-time Justin went against the punishment we gave him yesterday and went to the concert last night.
I mean, he didn't stay home like we told him to.
Yeah, we grounded
him.
He
was grounded.
Now he's double grounded.
Yeah, we told him he was grounded and not allowed to go to the concert because he showed up late to work after going to Adele.
He wasn't just late. He was like over 2 hours late.
Yeah.
He snuck out of the house again after he's grounded. I don't know about this.
Oh, Justin.
Yeah, we would talk to him, but we don't know where he's at right now. But AJR, tomorrow morning this time. Big Al Mac teased us with From Liver to Lovers.
Christopher Dempsey was sitting in the break room at his job when he overheard a coworker talking about his cousin who needed a liver transplant. After hearing the conversation, he decided to get himself tested. Found out he was a match for the 27-year-old Heather Kruger. He called, delivered the news. I just thought to myself, I want to do something to help somebody. I would hope they would do the same for me. Kruger, who had stage 4 liver disease, the lady, had been given a 50% chance of surviving 2 more months without a transplant.
Wow.
So, had made the phone call. They met for lunch. The relationship began to escalate from there. Long story short, they got married.
How about that?
2 years later.
How about that? Wow.
After the transplant, stayed friends, got it, hooked it up, bada boom, bada bing.
Yeah. Did he call her like when he found out he was a match and let her know?
I imagine he called a cousin. That's who he knew.
Okay.
Yeah, and they all kind of got together.
Yeah.
Man. Would you give your liver to a stranger?
Well, he gave half.
Yeah.
If I could save somebody's life.
Oh, your liver's shot.
Yeah, my liver.
You wouldn't give anything to your own father.
My father. Okay, never mind. I'm not going to go there with you.
Let's go there.
Why?
No, I'll go there. If I had been a match, you know, if it was, he was not strong enough.
Right.
To.
You didn't think your dad was going to enjoy the liver the way.
A kidney, wasn't it?
A kidney. Was it a kidney?
Yeah, it was a kidney.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's on dialysis. But he wasn't strong enough. He was older. Thanks for bringing that up, Kelly.
But you'll give it to a stranger.
But if you save somebody's life, though, yeah.
That's a big deal, because what if you need the other half of your liver down the road?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, you don't have two.
No.
Then you hope that karma, hope that good karma comes back and somebody hooks you up with half a liver.
Or you meet the love of your life.
Karma can be good or bad.
Yeah.
You saw what I posted on my Facebook, right? About the chick in Mexico, my manager.
Oh, the boy, when karma comes to get you, it comes to get you.
What happened?
So, years ago, I used to have a bar in Mexico, if you're a new listener, and so we're going to make this quick.
This was your first bar, right? Your first experience.
My very first bar, yeah. And so 8 years in, they didn't renew my lease, or at least that's what I was told. So I had to give up my bar. And it opened up another bar, kind of looking like my bar and everything. But come to find out, the manager that I had that didn't speak English actually just went under me and took my lease from my landlord without me knowing it.
She stole your bar.
She stole my bar from me. So they were up there having a good time, you know, about 6 months later. Woo, look up, we have our own bar now. We don't need Big Al anymore.
She was using your face on the wall still. Yeah, People still thought that you perhaps maybe had a little part in this bar.
Yeah. So 6 months later down the road or whenever, the bar closed because they couldn't pay their rent.
Boom.
Now she's sitting there empty,
looking all sad and ugly. The beer bucket has, it's fallen.
Yeah, last time I went, I told Al, I walked by. I would not step foot in that bar because that's my boy. I'm not going to go give him my money.
Yeah.
But it was just not clean. There was nobody in there. There was maybe a couple people. The upstairs was just run down.
Yeah.
They didn't take care of the bar the way you were taking care of it.
She stole my bar, and now it's closed.
Are you going to try again now?
No.
That location's wide open.
No, it's for rent.
Wide open.
No, I've been down that road.
You don't want to try the Mexico route again?
No, I'm going to stay on this side of the border.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep jobs in America, Al.
Thanks, Kelly. Call now with your first world problems. You know, those problems that when you sit back and look at it, like, man, my life ain't that dang bad.
Yeah, like you heard all the people that flew in from Chicago to go to the World Series Game 7 yesterday.
Right.
And they got stuck in that private plane rush hour traffic.
Traffic jam on the tarmac with the private plane. Yeah, that's kind of a first world problem.
I didn't make it home until 4 o'clock this morning because my private plane was number 72 in line. First world problem.
Twice in the last week, I've walked outside from doing an errand, gone in a store, come out, and thought, where's my car? My car's been towed. My car's been stolen. What's happened? Then I remember that I just got a new car. So I was looking for my old car.
Yeah.
It hasn't set in yet that now I'm driving something different.
First world problem. Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll take your calls next, Kid Nation.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Our text is full of first world problems and wonderful Kid Nation members being kind enough to let us know that the liver does regenerate.
So you can
much
donate.
Much like a lizard's tail.
Yeah.
You could donate half of your liver.
And it'll grow back.
Blossom.
But how long does it take to grow back?
We don't know, Kelly.
I mean, what if you need the other half before it's fully grown in?
Questions we don't have answers to.
I don't know.
But there's this wonderful text here out of all the ones we got about the liver.
Uh-huh.
Hey, geniuses.
that must mean us.
First of all, thank you. Thank you.
For calling us geniuses. Thank you
so much. I've been told that I put the J in genius. Your liver regenerates after being cut. She gave her half, but his half will grow back. Duh.
Duh. So does her half grow too?
I guess so.
I'm going to go
Okay, genius corrector.
Yeah.
Does the one that gets the half, keep growing too? They get two full livers out of this deal?
How about them apples right there?
Well, we sound so smart.
Good rebuttal,
right?
I don't know. You know, there's some things they probably mentioned in passing in seventh grade.
Yeah.
that doesn't really resonate or cling to your brain cells.
Well, that's true.
I remember everything.
That's actually a very valid question because, like, the lizard's tail, the part that grows back is the part that's attached to the lizard.
Right.
The part that cut off, it doesn't grow into a full lizard again.
It should.
Duh.
Right?
Why not?
Geniuses.
Yeah, genius.
We're geniuses. I'm just saying.
I hate when you're called a genius and it's not a nice thing.
If that tail grows into a full lizard.
Well, what I've learned as I've gotten older.
What?
Is I was an English major, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I used to correct people.
English major over here.
People don't like that.
No.
People don't like it. And that's fine. It makes me laugh when people get mad at us over stuff because we don't claim to be scientists or biologists or mathematicians or geographers or whatever.
Talk about a variety of things.
Talk about a lot of
things. Every day, all day. Yeah.
But I'm just going to tell you, if you want to be loved,
Don't correct
people.
Yeah.
Or do you want to be right?
I've learned people don't want to hear that they're using a word improperly and stuff. We do it to each other. We pick on each other.
There's two types of people, Kelly. The ones that want to be loved and the ones that want to be liked.
And no.
No. Right.
I mean, right.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
That was the wrong time for me.
Al, we just broke our own rule we just created.
Shame.
Dang it.
No. Shame.
We didn't even last
Shame.
A minute.
And I remember when Dr. Phil asked me that question one time. He said, do you want to be loved or do you want to be right? And I said, I want to be right. And I really meant that at the time. And there are times I don't care. I still want to be right rather than loved.
Yeah.
But as you get older, it's really nice being loved.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you can, you're free. Feel free to correct me. I don't care.
Yeah.
Just letting
you know for other people that haven't developed as thick of a skin as I have as many years as I've been on the radio.
Most people don't like
where people literally have no problem telling you how much they hate you and want you to kill yourself. I've developed a thick skin.
That's ridiculous.
Feel free to correct me all day.
Right.
But just, I'm just giving you a general rule. If somebody in the office sitting next to you uses he and I or me and him incorrectly. Yeah. Yeah.
Or well and good.
Just let it go.
Couldn't care less. Could care less. Let it go. We know what you mean.
But Jenna, that's
your favorite. I know. That one you can correct.
Irregardless.
That one. That's my only
regardless
one.
Irregardless.
Yeah.
But I don't correct a stranger.
Yeah. Never.
Just if you and I are talking and you consistently.
Friends, you can.
See, they feel like we're not strangers, though. They think we're friends and family. And that's a good thing, too. That's a good thing.
That ruins relationships at Thanksgiving, too, with family members.
Correct.
Over-correcting at the table.
Man, I can't
Grandma.
Wait for Thanksgiving. My family's so excited.
You're going home, right?
Going home.
With
Alan. Hello, and Emma Kelly,
nice.
Who's in the car listening right now.
Hi.
Hey, Emma Kelly.
My Aunt Velma, who is a wonderful Southern cook.
Is she married to Uncle Red?
Wonderful. No, that was their brother and sister. And
I'm sorry.
Aunt Velma, we're hosted, you know, and my cousin Cindy, they're hosting us. And they're like, Alan, anything you want.
Wow.
Whoa.
And you know how many options there are in Southern cooking? You know what he asked for?
Squirrel.
Broccoli with cheese sauce.
Okay.
That's really good, though.
So my aunt and my cousin are like, okay, broccoli casserole?
No,
he means broccoli with cheese sauce. So my aunt's like, well, I don't know how to make cheese sauce. She's going to go through all these recipe books.
Velveeta.
And Alan said, no, I don't want fancy cheese sauce. I want broccoli with melted Velveeta.
My man.
Kindred spirits.
That is what he's asking
for. Tell him to surprise Alan, put a little bacon in there.
No, he doesn't want that.
Oh,
he wants broccoli with melted Velveeta.
He wants it.
Out of anything you have.
Hey, I get it. I like canned cranberry.
That's my man.
I want that. You have a once-in-a-lifetime
opportunity to have my Aunt Velma make you anything.
She'll open
up a can of broccoli.
He doesn't want you to do it. He wants Aunt Velma to do it.
Put some melted cheese on it.
Man, broccoli
can't
and cheese. Them toots are going to be strong.
Is Cosmo Brockington coming to the family dinner?
I don't think so, but I'd love to see him.
Love Cosmo.
Yeah,
became really good friends with him when we were on the Raspberry Road trip.
Y'all going to have it right there by the Valdotti's?
Valdotti's is long
gone. They're going to have it by the ditch that they covered up.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
They did fill in the ditch system.
It's going to be catered by St. Josie's.
No.
Find Mexican food. All right, Kid Nation, let's get to your first world problems.
Come
got a couple
on.
Here on the text. Including one that came with a picture.
Oh, cool.
When your robot vacuum dies under the headboard of your king-size bed and you can't reach it.
Oh, that is a problem.
Hashtag first world problem. And there it is, the Roomba.
The Roomba.
In fact, under the bed.
The Roomba stuck under the bed.
Man. You guys, my visor mirror doesn't have a light, so when I do my makeup in the car in the morning, I have to use my phone flashlight to make sure it's all even. Hashtag first world problems and also very dangerous.
Yeah.
Very dangerous. Yeah. Jenna, did you have another one?
Yeah, when you and your friends go all out and win the grand prize, costume contest at the Halloween party.
Uh-huh.
5-day trip to some nice house in Aspen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
None of your friends can go.
Oh, man.
Mm.
First world problem.
The soonest everyone can go is April of next year.
Oh, wow.
So.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm sorry, Jenna. Hey, but you guys won.
Yeah, at least you won.
You know what? That's really what it's all about, right? Just
half
winning.
Half glass full.
There you go, Justin. Half glass
That's
full
That's a first
for sure.
world problem,
it
though.
Is.
There it is. Hey, Veronica.
Hi.
Welcome to First World Problems. What's yours?
I visited from out of town and thought I'd meet Big Al at his bar, and he wasn't there. So hashtag first world problem.
Where were you, Big Al Mac?
Was it last night?
Oh, no, Saturday night.
I was in Waxahachie part of the night, and then I came up around 11:30 or 12.
I was gone by then. I sleep early.
See? I'm sorry, babe.
Yeah, you're going to have to come back, Veronica.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry.
Come
That's a first world problem right there when Big Al Mac's not at his bar.
I'm sorry.
He's always there. What's up, Shane?
Yeah.
Hey.
My first world problem is hashtag JC. I got a gift for him because, or I need to get a gift for him because I bought Big Al one, a winch. I don't know if he's used.
I got it.
And Kelly's Yeti.
Yes, sir. I got it.
Yeah.
But I got Jenna hooked up. But JC, I don't have a clue on. And also, hashtag, I'm a single welder that is looking for love.
Another welder.
Jenna,
you got welders out the booty.
Yeah. You got long hashtags.
No, I'm lying. Yeah. I'm like Al Bundy. I'm married with children.
Oh. But you are a welder.
No, I'm not no daggum welder. I work for Frito-Lay, and I've got lime cheese.
But you have chips.
Shane, first of all, way better than welding there for Jenna.
Yeah,
you got the Cheeto connection.
Well, something else for, but
you just hit it.
JC's my problem because he made me feel bad when I hooked him up.
I sure did.
Well, dude,
you got with what?
When you guys got your gifts from Shane, he got out of the.
Ask for some something.
Chips.
We need
chips.
Cheetos.
So much pressure right now.
Flaming Hotline.
Okay. Can you send me Cheeto Puffs and some Flaming Hot Cheetos?
Cheeto Puffs?
No, I love Cheeto Puffs. I like melting them in my mouth, man.
We want Cheeto Puffs, man.
This is my gift.
Shane, are there any other flavors you can tell us you're working on for the Cheeto?
Man, there's a ton of them. It's just a matter of your flavor.
All right. Oh, man. Yeah, send me. I'll take Cheetos, Shane. I like
don't want
those.
A sweet Cheeto.
No, send us some that aren't
spicy one.
In production yet, really.
Yeah, send us production Cheetos.
Send us some tester Cheetos.
Any type of Cheetos you can send, Mr. Shane, will be appreciated.
For sure.
And I have your winch right here in my hand. I am holding it.
Whatever. You know it's like your lost key that's in the back of your seat.
No, right
he's
here.
Holding
he's
it.
He's holding it, Shane.
No, well, you can see
he doesn't use it, but he's holding it.
He's holding it right here.
Where all my winches at? They're right here.
I got your winch in my hand now, sir.
Uh-huh.
Hey, we love you, Shane. Thanks for calling, buddy.
All right.
He don't believe you, Al.
He don't believe me.
He'll check it out on Kid TV later.
All right.
All right, let's move on here. First world problems from a kid. Spencer.
Hey.
How old are you, Spencer?
11.
11 years old, and you have a first world problem for us?
Yeah, I want to roam the internet whenever I want and watch YouTube, but my parents have to take the Wi-Fi password away.
What do you like to watch on YouTube?
Probably just like trends and stuff, the election movies.
The election?
Whoa.
Who are you voting for?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear
It's tough. It's tough.
You got about 5 days to figure it out.
Tuesday is your deadline, okay?
Yeah, okay.
All right, Spencer.
you can early vote.
Yeah, you can early vote, Spencer.
This week.
Yeah, just register and go early vote.
Well, I think today's the last day.
I think you can go till
today's
Friday.
Thursday.
I think till Friday.
Today's the last day, Spencer. Get to it, buddy.
I think it's till Friday.
Yeah.
I don't know. Again, half a liver, early voting.
We're geniuses here. This is the genius bar.
The internet's starting to be a problem in my house because my daughter, I'll set her up with the YouTube, and they start clicking, of course. She ended up watching some dude bathing in beer.
Oh, you can do that? Bathe in beer? Those are my two favorite things, bubble baths and beer.
You need to set her up on KidTube. YouTube Kids or whatever.
Yeah, then I got to set it up.
It's just an app.
You just click on that for her and let her go.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like YouTube Kids or Kids.
Yeah, I need that for sure.
Yeah, it takes all the bad stuff or something. Out. Well, it's just all kid stuff, and you just open that for her, and then there's no, there shouldn't be any danger.
There's no danger in bathing in beer, Kel. Yeah,
we have a wife first.
YouTube kids, YT kids.
Hey, Howard.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
You sound down, man. What's your first world problem?
My first world problem is I had my suspicions, but now I'm pretty certain that my wife does not love me anymore.
Why?
Oh, no. What happened?
All right. See, I'm a truck driver, so I go to work at 4 in the morning. So my wife packs my lunch for me.
Uh-huh.
Lately, I've noticed that she has been doing...
She hasn't
been paying the phone bill.
She hasn't been doing what?
She's been doing horrible things with my lunch, and by that I mean his. I get to work, he has opened my bag for lunch, and I notice that I'm missing my string cheese and my sparkling water.
A long way to that whale. It was pretty funny.
And it hurts so bad to know that there's sparkling water in the pantry.
She's keeping it for herself. Howard, your phone's cutting out, but we get you, man. She's tipping you on your string cheese and your sparkling water.
That's his love language. String cheese and sparkling water.
Free Howard. Hashtag free Howard.
You come by. We're going to give you some string cheese and some.
Yeah, we got you, Howard.
Water,
hey, we got to get to a break because we do have to announce these names here. We made an appointment with you, Kid Nation.
Yep.
We got three names for Beat the Bank. Your shot at winning up to $1,000 will happen next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Time for round two of Beat the Bank. Earlier on, Amber Hallett won $680.
Woo!
How much are you going to win? Step in and play. But first, we got to call out three names. First one in gets to play. Kelly, you got the names?
I do, JC. They are Marissa Dumas, Derek Crouch, Janine Jones. Janine Jones, Derek Crouch, and Marissa Dumas. You have 10 minutes to call us back at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. If Marissa, Derek, or Janine don't call back, keep listening because then you'll have a chance to play. Mm-hmm.
And don't forget, next week, it doubles.
It does double next week.
Up to $2,000.
Don't need to re-sign up. You just have to have signed up at KidNation.com. Yeah. And if you haven't done so, go do it. That's how we call the names out. 10 minutes start now. Real quick, you know, we were talking about that the big thing that went on a few years ago and we lost everything.
Yeah.
Somebody pushed the button and we lost a bunch of audio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What happened today?
Huh?
We're looking for a bunch of audio that we had. And I don't know if it's because we were talking about it and it happened, but we lost some audio that we needed from this year and we can't find it anywhere. So we're working on finding.
I thought we had like 12 different ways.
I did too, that's
what happened. All this backup stuff that we were promised.
That's the crazy thing. We don't know what happened.
I'm telling you, we're being sabotaged.
Uh-huh. Somebody broke in from the inside.
Aren't we, Big Al?
We have to be. It's got to be. Sometimes people, your enemies, will get at you. They'll try to come at you in all different kinds of ways and means.
We have to find out who's on the take. Isn't that what they say?
Something
on the take.
Yeah, who's on the take?
Yeah, who is on the take? Who would be the one that's trying to sabotage?
Huh. Think it's Justin?
Maybe it is Justin because he got in trouble yesterday.
He was late.
He's trying to show us.
Is Justin here yet?
Yeah, he's here. There he is.
Hey, Justin.
Hello.
We have
move your coffee, girl. What I'll spill it next time.
If you missed it yesterday, Justin did not show up to work until basically the show was almost over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We had, an hour and 10 minutes left of the show left?
Not even that much.
And he was at Adele. Didn't get home till 2, 3 in the morning?
Yeah.
And then you overslept.
Oh, I slept in. Slept 2 hours.
Well, you deserved
2 hours.
Yeah. You know, you've been out partying all night long.
It was a concert to remember.
Okay, again, Justin, when you were late to work by 2 hours.
I know.
Let's move on from that.
Yeah, so he shows up and then.
It's coming from the man who was so late for work, he still stopped by 7-Eleven to get coffee. That's Al.
That's Big Al Mac.
You right now.
Well, if you're going to leave.
Okay, Big Al. You forgot to mention that. Okay.
But here's what Justin did promptly as soon as he got in the studio, he spilled coffee, not once, but twice, on Jenna's computer.
And watched her clean it up.
His hands were flailing, and then he just stood there.
And then, Justin, we gave you a punishment. We told you.
Are you ready for tonight?
Yeah.
Don't dance.
Because
we told you, Justin.
Beat, though, you can't help but not dance.
Told you your privilege of going to check out AJR was taken away yesterday.
Told you were grounded. You're
stripped of your rights.
You said, but well, I said, let me redeem myself.
We just advise that you better not go to the show.
I wanted to show you guys that I could still go out, go to bed early, and then come back to work on time the next day. Oh, and which I did.
Were you here on time this
for
morning?
For them. Yes, I was.
He wasn't. Yes. He was on time.
I sure was. I was early. But I went to go see this group, AJR, and they are amazing. Their music's so good, and they need it. They're just starting. And so it was really cool to see them in concert for us to sing back their lyrics to them for the first time.
They've been together for 4 years, though.
Yeah, they have. But they're really good. They just released the EP.
Yeah, and what's in the folder that you brought in?
Actually, I'm working on some stuff for Free Plug Friday.
Oh, you are?
Yes, coming up with some commercials that we can do for businesses.
Commercials?
Yes.
Cool. Did you go to the Taco Bell and get your free tacos yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Justin!
I didn't even know why I could get free tacos the first time. Was that for like the World Series last year?
No, the first time was a basketball game because they stole a home game. Mm-hmm. I think Cleveland beat the Golden State Warriors at home or vice versa. That's why you got it first time. This time it was because a base was stolen in the World Series.
So the World Series is twice a year?
No. World Series is just once.
What you're talking about was the NBA Finals.
Yeah, it was basketball. Oh, okay. Basketball, you bounce the ball.
Multiple games.
Baseball, you throw the ball.
Okay, so I guess you get a free taco anytime some ball's passed?
Yes.
I guess so.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Let's go with that.
Nailed it.
Yep.
It didn't make sense.
But at least you did redeem yourself, even though you didn't listen to us after we told you you're not allowed to go to the concert. You did show up to work on time.
We're yes, good. Sir.
And thank least, you for that.
You're welcome.
We appreciate it.
Well, at least look at it.
Half glass full.
Exactly.
Put that in your review. Full.
Yes.
at the end
of the year.
Have the talk with the boss go? Because you got.
I know. I had to go. I had a set up meeting with George and Robert, and I moved today.
Oh, it's today.
Yeah.
It's today. You think you're gonna cry?
I don't. I'm really nervous. I'm sweating.
You should.
I don't know if I'm gonna get a cut in my paycheck. I found out earlier today.
We do find people.
I found out earlier today Robert needed me, but I was in the bathroom busy.
Yeah.
took a bit longer than expected.
Oh, are you listening to that song?
Yep. You can't mix that song and coffee together. You can't.
That's like your favorite song. All right, Justin. Go back to work.
Okay, I will.
Beat the bang. 2 bits, 4 bits, 6 bits, $1. Listen real hard. Hear Cleveland holler. Beat the bang.
Hear Cleveland holler?
What's Cleveland hollering?
Because they low.
Oh, because they're sad.
Hey, they're quiet. Yeah. The hollering's in Chicago.
Yeah, the hollering's happening.
Hollering's, woohoo.
Happy hollering, sad hollering.
Is there sad hollering?
Yeah.
Moaning and wailing, I would think. Hollering, I think, is more celebratory.
All right. Yeah, if you holler at a girl, it's a positive thing.
We don't correct people on this show because...
Oh, that's right.
Correcting's not...
So mean.
And right? So mean.
And because we're geniuses.
Yeah.
We were labeled geniuses
today.
I'm going
to get a shirt that says that.
Yeah.
Genius.
Yeah. That's what we're going to do right there.
Genius.
Right. Derek Crouch, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What are you doing right now, Derek?
I'm at work.
Oh, what do you do?
What do you do?
I do construction work.
Yeah, a man that works with his hands. It's so hot.
Residential or commercial?
Both.
Both?
Do you build stuff at home for your woman?
Not really. I paint for her, but...
Oh, that's hot. It.
Wow.
Painting?
I'm telling you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got your hard hat on right now?
No.
You got the cool orange vest on?
No.
You wear a tool belt?
No.
Not really.
Oh, you're like the manager out there?
You're ruining all of our fantasies.
Yeah.
We have all these construction guy fantasies, and you're blasting them out of the water.
What's your favorite drill bit?
Phillip.
All right. That's a good bit.
With one L or two?
That's a good bit.
All right, here's how it works, Derek. We're going to put you inside the vault with the banker. Make sure you listen closely. Those dollar amounts will increase the longer you stay in there. Your only job is to yell stop as loud as you can. And that's how you will collect your money. It can get up to $1,000. You still have to yell stop if he gets up that high, because if you don't and the door closes, you get nothing. Okay, Derek?
All righty.
I know. And you seem like a cool, calm, collected guy, so we're going to need you to say stop very loudly for us.
All right.
All right, my man.
Got it?
Big Al Mac, this round, how's it going in your head?
Well, I'm not feeling as good as I was last time, Mr. Derek Crouch. So I would just crouch down and be careful, okay?
All right, thank you, big man.
Crouching Tiger. All right.
And we laughed all night to the best joke.
Yeah. Ryan Lochte, did you like that joke?
Yes.
All right. Ryan liked it, so that's all that matters. All right, Derek, let's go inside the vault. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
Seventy, 120, 160, 190, 240, 370, 570.
Stop.
There you go.
Derek was not liking that stopping right there.
Yeah, buddy, you got $570, Derek Crouch. What you gonna do with it, man?
Christmas is coming up, so probably that.
I heard.
Yeah. Maybe a little trip to Home Depot, maybe too.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, can't get there enough, can you?
Us construction.
I love listening, to y'all. Me and my wife love listening, to y'all.
Thank you very much.
What's your wife's name, Derek?
Marilyn Crouch.
Marilyn.
All right, Marilyn. Derek, your man just won you some money, girl.
Today is Man Makes Dinner Day. Derek.
You going to make her something?
He's going to make it rain.
I don't know.
Think about it.
What should I make her if I did?
Salmon.
Mm-hmm. Make her some cash salads. What you going to make her?
She loves salmon.
There you go. Grilled salmon.
There you go.
There you go. Boom. All right, Derek. Hold on for us. We'll get you all set up with your money.
Let's see how high it would have gone.
Oh, man, my bad, Derek. Yeah, we got to check to see how high it would have gone.
Wow, gut instinct.
Nice job, Bubba.
Well done, sir. Well done.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, hold on for us. We'll get you set up. Man.
Exciting.
Maximum winner right there.
Yep.
Just like that. Are you going to cook for your girlfriend on the FaceTime out?
On FaceTime?
Look what you could be having, baby.
Look what I'm making, honey.
Yeah.
For you.
This
and
could
have
be
an empty chair
you.
For her and everything. Empty glass of wine. Nah.
Yeah. You said it was Man Makes Dinner Day.
It is National Man Makes Dinner Day today.
So you didn't say for your...
No, God, that's true. It doesn't say for your significant other.
That's true. Yeah. Come on now.
Al, I don't have any plans.
All right.
Yeah.
And you're dreaming about her anyway. Mm-hmm. You might as well just take a shot and see where this thing might lead.
I have a girlfriend, Kelly.
And fellas...
Just dinner.
Yeah.
Just to see
what's going on.
Take that into consideration.
You could take Jenna.
I'll wear that underwear you bought me. yeah. This isn't looking more and more suspicious.
Yeah, are you guys dating?
Oh, wow.
Over here with underwear buying and dreaming about each other.
Just thought of that, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
It's very one-sided. Let me call attention to that.
What's up in showbiz, Kelly?
All right. Oh, buy one, get one free at Subway as well if you don't want to make dinner.
Oh, wow.
It's National Sandwich Day.
Our producer was eating Subway yesterday, and at first I want Subway so bad right now.
You do?
It made me crave it. It's just that smell, you know?
I like that Italian BMT, I think it's called.
BMT?
I think it's BMT.
I don't want anything with BM in it. I don't want anything with BM in it.
Meat? Mozzarella in tomato?
There's no mozzarella in it.
Well, what's the M?
I don't know.
Movement.
What's a B? Bacon, mozzarella,
meatball?
Tomato?
There's no bacon. I think it stands for big meaty thing.
A big meaty thing?
Really?
That's your favorite,
tray.
Huh?
That may have been something my family made up, but I think that's what it stands for.
Because it is BMT. It's not BMT. It's BMT.
Right.
But I don't know what it stands for. I just love it.
Look that up.
Yeah. Come on.
I'm going to order two.
You should, Kelly.
Buy one, get one free.
You should.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
All right, guys, it's time for New Music Friday, but an early edition.
New Music Friday. En Español, please, just in case we have some Spanish people listening.
Música Nueva.
Got it.
Yeah, there you go, Al. But I don't host it. It's Caroline's deal because she brings you the cool music.
Música Nueva.
Música Nueva.
Música Nueva.
Música Nueva.
How do you say,
¿cómo se dice Thursday?
Jueves.
Jueves.
There you go.
I won't be here tomorrow because I will be in Napa for the Live in the Music.
The Live in the Vineyard Kids Kids event,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Are you hungry because you almost said Live in the Meat Yard?
I was trying to say music.
Okay.
Vineyard.
Live in the Music. Yeah, Live in the Vineyard, but there's a bunch of cool artists
there. Yeah, I'm going to come back with lots of new content.
Cool.
Perfect.
New Music Friday.
Great.
So, Alicia Keys has her new album out.
Yeah?
I like her.
Was called Holy War.
Oh, maybe we could care a little more. So maybe we should love somebody.
I love her voice. Mm-hmm. She's still doing that no makeup thing?
Yeah, you can tell.
Apparently,
this sounds
It sounds like she's not wearing makeup.
It does sound a little more raw.
She's raw.
Very raw.
It.
I'm not wearing any makeup. You know what, man? Every
girl.
Do
like
that again. What was that?
I'm not wearing any makeup.
Okay, good. Yeah. Deranged bunny
that one was cleaner to
Yeah. That's pretty good,
You're
Al.
Welcome.
Yeah. Every girl I see that has been trying this no makeup thing says it's great.
Well, it's just because we're How do I look right now? Time.
I don't believe in it.
I look terrible.
You look refreshed.
Pale. This is like no spray tan, like lashes worn out. Uh-huh. This is it, you guys.
I feel like
I
you look real.
On.
Yeah.
I
mean, looks good.
I look real?
Yeah.
And me? Girl,
Kelly, you look good, too.
If you're a decent looking girl.
Go on.
If I woke up next to that, I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, you would.
I'd be like, whoa, what are you doing here, Kelly?
Alicia also has blended family.
I know how hard it gets, but I swear it's worth it.
This one, Blended Family, features the best smile in hip-hop, A$AP Rocky.
Oh, okay.
His skin. Now, he can go no makeup.
Yeah.
That
does.
Man, He's his flawless. Skin is like the best I've ever seen. Yeah.
Did you guys hear about this concert she did in New York City?
No, what happened?
She like shut down Times Square, and Jay-Z and Nas and John Mayer and all these other people were there. It was amazing. Apparently.
So she has the power to shut down Times Square.
Yeah, with no makeup on.
Well, they have the New York anthem, right?
Oh, yes.
When we ask, no. Jerks. That's Alicia Keys here. That's the name of the album. What else you got for us?
Okay, TBT, but Jon Bon Jovi.
This house is not for sale.
This sounds a little Lumberjack Nickelback-y.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I see that.
This house is not for sale because it's not finished because I'm taking the wood to it.
Oh, wow.
I gotta finish it before I sell it.
It's not for sale.
I'm gonna get my hammer and then maybe I'll fix it up so I can sell it.
Yeah. Oh, John.
I love that he's trying to relate to the common man.
How?
When you know that he's like this multi-billionaire and he owns football teams.
But I ain't gonna sell my
house. He can still relate.
Hey. Yeah.
You can't take my house.
Johnny used to work on the dock or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same as like Springsteen doing it.
Right.
God, yeah. It's like at some point it's like, really? Yeah.
He's relating to us again with Born Again.
I just want to listen to Slippery When Wet over and over
if you
again.
Were born again tomorrow,
oh. Yeah.
Music, not music,
but
make
you
cooler,
right?
Okay.
I just want
to make sure.
Why
tomorrow? Yeah.
Oh, man. All right.
Hey. Yeah. He's got a bunch of hits.
He does.
He's very nice.
He's
a great guy.
So nice. Oh, yeah. He's always so nice to me. Mm-hmm.
Didn't you go to a strip club with him?
Yes, I did. It was the very first one I ever went to.
First and last?
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to start rumors, but I heard she worked there, and that's how she met him.
No. I've still got the panties he bought me. It
Say
was
that.
A great story.
Say that.
It was a great
Say
story. That. We went to this Star Canyon was the name of the restaurant back in the day.
Yeah.
This is a long time ago, if that gives you any kind of point of reference. And I was the only girl there with a bunch of record reps. This is when they used to take the DJs out and wine us and dine us. They can't do that anymore. So I was the only girl there, and they were just paying for everything, and John just didn't want the night to end. So he said, hey, let's all go down to the club.
What?
And I was like, well, I'll just, go home. And he's like, no, you're going with us. And so I went, and he wanted to get somebody to dance for me. And she's like, we don't dance for girls. And he grabbed me, and he put me under his arm. He said, then dance for us.
Yeah! John?
And then he took me to the gift shop and bought me a pair of
There's
panties.
There's a gift shop at the strip club?
Of course.
Yes.
Of course.
And so you can bring your wife something home?
Here, honey.
I was like, what?
Well, here's the little tip that I learned. So anyway, he bought me a pair of poodle panties.
Oh, my God.
It was black
Hashtag
satin.
Poodle panties.
Yes. I'll bring them in.
can. I still have them.
Oh, wait, sure.
Yeah, I know. I think
like
they're
poodles
there.
Are on it, or there's a hole for the tail. Oh.
So it's a thong. It's a black satin thong, if I remember correctly. Uh-huh. I haven't taken them out and looked at them in a while. But it's got a poodle on it with a pearls around the poodle's neck, and the poodle's it's like a leash. It goes up to this ribbon on the side. This
whoa.
Big ribbon. Yeah.
It's funny because he has a song on the album called "These Panties Are Not for Sale."
Yeah.
These panties are not for sale.
And he signed them on the little tag. It says, "Wear these and smile," which how could you not smile wearing those? But when you ring up anything at the gentleman's establishment, it says something like,
so-and-so Enterprise
or ABC Corporation.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Because, they don't want it to show up on the credit cards. So why is it getting
mad? Or their companies. Oh, wow.
If you order sexy stuff in the mail, same thing.
Gentlemen clubs fulfill the bro code.
Yeah.
They don't snitch.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's my little story.
And that was that's an awesome
real
story.
Yeah.
And he came in the next day because he was just he was so hungover.
Yeah.
And he sang "Bed of Roses" with just the guitar and him. And I'm standing there, and he's like, "Oh, so raw, lost forever." With that big push of the button that dumped everything.
Oh,
that was one of those things that was lost forever when everything was erased. And all the women in the office, before I knew it, they were all standing behind me, and we were all just, I will lay you down in a bed of roses.
You had them on?
I wore them. The next day I wore them. I was wearing tights, and so I wore them on top of the tights, and I said, "Hey, John,
look." Oh, my gosh.
No, Kelly, no.
Yeah, and so I pulled them up and flashed them, and he died laughing. So I've got a picture of your dad and John Bon Jovi with me with my skirt held up and them both posing by my crotch.
Say that.
I'm such a proud daughter right now.
I've got the picture. I just found it.
How do you know my dad?
He worked here.
Oh.
Yeah. It's crazy.
That's weird. Yeah, he's no longer with the company.
Yeah.
Oh. Gotcha.
Yeah, he's with Heaven Enterprises now.
So wrong.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Boy.
Oh, but the worst part is they were reinforced tights. So you know how they have the built-in.
Why should tights need to be reinforced?
With the control top?
Yes.
Stop.
So I had that big black band around my thighs and my panties. That's all I had. But I thought it was funny. They thought it was funny.
Did you wear panties under the tights?
Yoshi. Yes.
So I wore
the double panties with a tight sandwich.
Joke.
You had two pairs on?
Yeah, but you wore panties
underneath the tights and then the panties on top.
You never go double
panties.
I'll
bring the picture if I can remember tomorrow.
I want to see it.
Right. Really digress.
Well, yeah, we move back to music.
I don't want to go back to new music.
This is way more interesting.
All right, what else you got for us, Caroline, after that story?
I had to put this in because it's funny. Y'all know those now, that's what I call music CDs?
No way this is
part of
music.
Still out.
What number is this?
60.
Isn't that crazy?
It's basically cherry picking the best songs that we've already gotten sick of because they've been on the radio for the last 7 months.
Yeah. Now, 60.
If you have the worst taste in music.
No, I mean,
it's good songs, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah,
if you're late to the party.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure out what a CD is. I've never heard of it.
That's the only way you can get these, right? That's what I call music stress
CDs. Maybe they're
on
iTunes.
Kids like the little boom boxes with the CD players.
No,
what kids?
What kids?
Mine.
What else is on now? That's what I call music too.
Calvin Harris.
Wow.
Yeah, we heard that
one. That's my favorite song right now, you guys.
Yeah.
I just had it. There was really nothing else. Yeah. I had to put that
in. Oh, my God.
Do you have music that makes us cooler today?
I do. Yeah. I have a lot to make up for, I feel like, with that John Bon Jovi crop.
Yeah.
Maren Morris, who's a friend of mine, actually, and she just opened, she's on Keith Urban's tour, opening for Keith Urban.
Yeah, she actually performed last night at the CMAs and even won Best New Artist.
Wow. Yeah, and she's been, like, on the grind since she was, like, young, and she's a wonderful writer. She has a track on Kelly Clarkson's album, and she writes with Casey Musgraves, but she has her own album, and she's great.
It's called Once.
Yeah.
Baby, please know that if somehow we make it love and both get out on the other side, know this might be asking.
Big voice there, huh?
Yeah, in a little package. She's very small.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and she's just cool. Like, you just feel cooler hanging out with her.
Yeah.
She's got tattoos, and she's just, like, really just neat. cooler than me.
Cool. She's got cooler, a tattoo.
Cooler. She's cool and neat.
Well, I have a tattoo.
She's got a tattoo.
She's got a tattoo.
She's cooler than me.
She's cool.
That's music that makes you cooler.
Maren Morris.
Morris.
Yeah, check her out. She's really awesome. That's
I say cool. We close it out with a good song. If you
were born again,
All right, that's
I'm wearing poodle panties.
All right, so you got
pair of panties.
Alicia Keys here. Double wear panties.
Double panties.
Yeah.
And ties.
All right, chopping wood. Yeah. Alicia Keys here. Bon Jovi, this house is not for sale because it's not. And now that's what I call
I'm
music.
Still finishing it up with my jackhammer. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Caroline.
I gotta go.
Have fun at the vineyard.
Thank you.
And be careful out there.
You be careful.
I will be careful. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.